The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Oh yes, well I mean we're going from one extreme to another now as we remember what happened last night on RTE television.
Dancing with the Stars on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Muller Corner. Mullerlicious.
Well, it was movie night on Dancing with the Stars last night, and sadly, the final credits rolled for Glenda Gelson. Good morning, Glenda.
Good morning.
And your pro partner, Robert Rowinski. Good morning, Robert. Nice to see you again.
Good morning.
And thank you both for coming. Did you have, Glenda, any inkling that, you know, in your bones that maybe this was going to be as short-lived as it was, or had you higher hopes?
Listen, I kind of always put myself down when it came to this competition. I thought I was going home, even when there wasn't any eliminations, Ryan. But look, you kind of get into it, and I was getting into it. You know, I found the whole process tough, and I really enjoyed last night. And then to go was when we were, like myself and Rob, we seem to have these big conversations when it comes to elimination time. So the two of us were standing there. Rob was like, I think we're going. Oh my God, my hands are sweating.
I love the accent.
Yeah.
It's a close approximation.
It's almost actually polished.
To a Mexican.
And then when it came down to the last three, myself and Rob kind of went, here we go. And I kind of thought it was going to be me, all right, yeah.
Robert, let me ask you about your feelings this morning as the pro dancer. You've had great success on the dance floor in the past with Cleona Hagen and Maya Dunphy, and you know you always bring your A game to this competition. So last night, were you shocked?
Yeah, of course I was. I think we both were shocked a bit, you know, because we, especially Glenda, like she improved every week dancing, and dancing wise and how we were in the competition, you know, I thought I would stay much, much longer though.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear you say that. What I'm quite struck by, and I don't want to be, you know, dissing Father Ray, but I will say that the listeners are really unhappy that they feel like, okay, it's fun and all, but you've got to do a bit more than what he did. And I'll give you a flavour of that. And, we all know he's a very nice man.
Absolutely.
He's only having a bit of fun. So let's not be jumping up and down on top of him. But just people take this stuff seriously. Okay. Yeah. And they're watching it at home. I'll give you a little favour and we can reflect that. Carmel says, tell Glenda she is beautiful and gracious and she danced like a swan last night. Her exit was the most unjust of all. The volatile public are obviously rigged for that ridiculous result. Well, of course, they're not. But I accept what you're saying in terms of why you're annoyed. Anyway, it's a travesty, says a text. Glenda's dance routine was practically flawless. She was so gracious. And when the result was announced, a real lady of pure class. You're coming out of this very well. This is a very lengthy one from Philip. I'm writing about the show. I've been watching the programme since day one. I'd be a big fan of the programme. I was aghast at the shocking elimination of Glenda Gilson. Father Ray Kelly should have been given his marching orders last night, not Glenda. No ill feelings towards Father Ray, but he cannot dance. And compared to the other candidates such as Glenda, she should still be in the competition. I wish Glenda and Robert all the very best, but they were robbed of a chance of getting to stay longer in the competition. And who is, asks Jacinta, who is voting for Father Ray? Has he not the good grace to withdraw? He is an embarrassment. And that's just a little flavour of it. People are kind of annoyed. One more says, I'm loving the programme, but Glenda should not have been sent home. She was doing great and so lovely physically and in the chats. She'll be sorely missed. Father Ray must have some special powers to be in there. Well, he's a priest. What more do you want? He's got the. There's the powers.
Well, that's what I was going to say to you. It's the public that are keeping Father Ray in there. You know, Louis Walsh always says, this is not a dance show. This is an entertainment show. You know, he's staying in there. People want to see him, more of him. And as well, the Irish have this great thing of going, oh my God, I can't believe that it didn't happen. But you have to ask the question, did you vote?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, you got to text or pick up the phone and vote for
this
people.
Is I think people who give out about politics, taking it into another level, and you say, who did you vote for? I didn't vote. Well, then be quiet.
Yeah, exactly.
You barely have a right to talk about it.
And you know what? Father Ray, fair play to him, is getting through it. But he's had his up days and his down days, you know? We've all kind of, throughout the last few weeks, had our panics. And Father Ray, you know, he went through it last week. He he did, you know, he's having good days and bad days, like us all.
And across the water, in their version of the program, often a sack of spuds in a suit has done very well because it's a bit of crack
as
well.
That's it.
How do you feel about the Louis Walsh mantra that it's not a dance competition, it's an entertainment show?
Now, I always feel this one, that it's both, you know, like it's also about dancing a little bit, you know, because if you delivered perfect dancing, they will be still in the competition. But in the same time, it's an entertainment show. So, you know, like we actually like thinking about this, like very light about that, you know, like we don't have a pressure about that.
Okay. And now, Glenda, are your dancing days behind you? Is this the end, or have you been introduced to a whole new world?
Oh my God! As I said, I found it tough. I don't think I'll be cha-chaing up the street anytime soon now. And of course,
what you mean?
I had to hold on to Rob for dear life when I was dancing. So certainly not.
I thought, if I may say so, watching you last night, you gave a masterclass in dignity in departure.
Thanks.
I really mean that. It was nice because sometimes some people find it quite hard to pull
it
together.
But Ron, I found even being critiqued by the judges weird. You know, it was like, Glenda, in future, keep your legs straight. And I was kind of finding myself getting embarrassed, as them telling me. It was like...
Did you want to say that in future, you keep your legs straight?
No, not that. It was just like, I was just kind of mortified at someone telling me, you know, in future, when you're dancing, you know, hold your posture. I'm like, really? Are they speaking to me? You know?
It's great. But no regrets. Is that be fair
Absolutely
to say?
Absolutely not. I really enjoyed it. You know, it's such an experience. That show, it was great.
Well handled. Glenda, thank you. Robert, thank you again to you both. And
cheers, Ryan.
Cha 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 for the future. All right.